I'm with Tim the gardener once again in the most amazing garden. Congratulations on the display you've got growing here.
Yep, Rob, I'm pleased to show you the garden. I think at the end of June it looks the best. For me, it gets better and better. And generally, when the potatoes get potato blight, then it starts gradually going downhill.
We're in the middle of July. What kind of things are you getting up to in the gardens at the moment, Tim?
Well, I'm going to be planting my leeks. This year I planted all my own leek seeds.
Why did you do that when you can buy them so cheaply in the market?
Well, I think the first problem was, in the beginning, I could only buy a bunch of 100 leeks. And I wanted 50. And I said, can I split the bunch in half? And they looked at me like they just didn't understand why anybody would only want to grow 50 leeks.
How many have you got growing this year then?
I think I've been integrating too much. I've become Breton. And I've grown about a couple of thousand leeks, which is stupid really, but I'm going to have to give a lot away. But they are good leek plants. I've got good soil for leek plants. So I'll be planting about 200, I think. But what you do with a leek plant anyway, you dig it up, or if you buy it from the market, you trim the roots, and then I trim the top of the leaves. Not too low, but just the top of the leaves. And it takes the stress off the plant, I think, the fact it hasn't got so many leaves. And then I dip a nice fat hole, pop in the leek. I don't fill in the hole. I just leave the leek lying in its hole. And I fill up the hole with water. And generally, because the roots of the leek are at the bottom, they're nice and protected. So even if it's hot weather, you don't really need to water them again. Because generally, a couple of centimetres down, it'll be wet anyway.
Okay.
So that's the leeks taken care of.
The other thing was the cabbages you mentioned.
It's cabbages, yeah. I've started with the cabbages. I mean, cabbages are a crop that if you really know what you're doing, you can have cabbages all year. I don't know what I'm doing with cabbages. It's random every year. I had a fantastic crop a few years ago and I haven't been able to repeat it since. But it's always worth planting. You never know what's going to work. Planted my seeds in May, but otherwise you can buy the plants. I planted kale, Brussels sprouts.
Cauliflower, perhaps?
No, I don't bother with cauliflower, actually. Maybe when I become a really good gardener. But when you see these nice fat cauliflowers in the shops that everybody just seems to be able to produce for a euro. And I see all my things, which are a pinhead, and they've just got more caterpillars than cauliflower.
Right, that touches on a very important thing now, pest control.
Well, yeah.
How do you manage? Because when I hear the word cabbage, I always think cabbage fly.
Cabbages, I think everything likes them. Yeah, you've got club roots, but the idea with the club root is that you don't plant the cabbages in the same spot year after year. You just have a really good 5-year rotation with the cabbages because the club root rests in the soil for 5 years. The first problem I have with my cabbages is pigeons. You plant in the plants, they're really young and tender, nice, chewy, chunky leaves, and along comes Mr. Pigeon or Mrs. Pigeon and rips it to pieces. And as fast as it makes leaves, as fast as it loses them.
But it's not too difficult to protect them against pigeons, isn't it? I mean, you put some sort of netting on.
Ah, yes, but here, you can put up the netting, but then the butterflies will come in the netting. If it's bird netting, a butterfly can easily go into the netting. It'll lay its eggs, and you've got two problems. One is that you can't get in the netting to crush the eggs. And the other is, now in my garden for the past few years, I believe that small birds are eating 3/4 of my caterpillars. So my idea is you want to put off the pigeons, but encourage the small birds. It's often the case with pest control that you've got to be careful because you can do something against one pest and it might favour another. And I think the small birds, they play an incredible role in, I mean, I don't know all the things they eat, but they just eat, obviously they eat weed seeds, but they eat green fly, they eat caterpillars in unlimited quantities and they work all the time. So it's like a juggling act, really. And what I've started doing with my cabbages, I make a bamboo cage. It's my own invention, but I've got lots of bamboo. And bamboo's easy to use. I planted my cabbages and then I make just a rough cage, you know, with 4 sides with rough weaving. The concept of the cage is that a pigeon is like a big jumbo jet. It needs a lot of space to land and a lot of space to take off because it's so huge. Whereas the little birds, they just can zip around. So my cabbage cage is 4 sides and then I put a few bits of loose bamboo on top. So the pigeons can't get in, but the little wren, and the dunnock and the robin and everything, they can you just see them hopping around on the bamboo in and out. Obviously, the butterflies can get in, but I can get in too. I can walk in between my bamboo and crush all the caterpillar eggs. I mean, for me, I've actually quite enjoyed my killing session every year. I don't have any domestic animals, so I sort of see it as my little moment of destruction.
With all this creation going on, you're talking about destruction.
I think it's a whole, isn't it? You know, a garden is a whole. You plant and you reap. It's interesting. I think to be a gardener, you need to be a philosopher.
I think we might talk about that another time, because I'm quite interested in the philosophy of gardening as well. Isn't the philosopher Voltaire one who said that one should be happy?
Il faut cultiver sans ordre.
Voilà. I think on that note, we're going to leave it just there for now. Thank you, Tim.
Excellent.
And we'll speak to you again in the autumn to find out what's going on in your garden then.
Thank you, Rob.